This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Gene Doolin was a minister in the Christian church who was a missionary in Austria for years. Gene Doolin said one particular Christmas in Austria, he said he came upon a hand-carved nativity scene where the figures were larger than life in a beautiful setting in Austria. He said as he stood thinking about the meaning of Christmas and the nativity scene in front of him, a grandmother stopped with her 3-year-old grandchild. She stooped over and began to talk with this 3-year-old child. She pointed to Mary, and she pointed to Joseph, and she pointed to the baby in the feeding trough, in the manger. Gene Doolin said, I couldn't understand the German at the time, but he knew she was telling the story of Jesus to her grandchild. And then Doolin added, for 2,000 years, parents and grandparents and even great-grandparents have passed on the story of Jesus. It has changed millions of lives and the whole world. And that's the gift of the baby in the manger, the gift of eternal life that comes through Christ. Christmas is about your need for forgiveness, and mine too. Christmas isn't just good news and we pat people on the back and be happy and just experience the joy of the season. I don't need the joy of the season. I need forgiveness, and so do you. I don't need just the joy of the season. I need reason to have hope for the future. I read an interesting story this week about a man named Frank from Plano, Texas. I'm just going to read his story to you. When he was in elementary school, he said, I was diagnosed as having neurological impairment based on history, delayed milestones reached, and minimally suggestive neurological signs. After this report was sent to the elementary school that commissioned it, my parents were sent a letter that said, a copy of this report has been sent to your physician. He will explain the medical seriousness of the findings and the examination. Would both of you please make an appointment with my office to discuss the educational implications of this report? So Frank said he was pegged, is the word he used, pegged as a kid with neurological impairment. He was promoted socially through the school system. He was just put in the next grade. So the teacher just handed him off to the next grade. Always sat in the back of class. He was never called upon because he had been designated as neurologically impaired. Interesting. End of the story, he now has a PhD in pure math from MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. After getting his doctorate, PhD from MIT, went on to become the president of a company. And then he said, I had to honor my promise. He said, I made a promise years ago that if I ever, got an education and I was ever to graduate from college, someday I'm going to go back and teach. So he quit his position as the president of the company and went back to teaching so he could work with other children who had been pegged as problematic in their learning and to be someone who could help. What a story. May I tell you something far greater than that? You have been pegged for death. So have I. You have been pegged for damnation, and so have I. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to deliver us and kept his promise. He said, if I come to you, I will come again and claim my own. And did you know the book of Hebrews says that Jesus came not only to redeem man of sin? Most people don't know this. I'm convinced of this, that Jesus came for the purpose of delivering them from the fear of death that the Hebrew writer says has held people in bondage all their lives.
Well, this Christmas message from Luke, the second chapter, will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. I hope you know that our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message or any other message you've heard on Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.